So now, popular thing in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Go to the pumpkin farm.
Go to the pumpkin. Well, it's right not
around
just the pumpkin
farm. Right around this time. Hold on now. Right around this time of year.
Yeah.
The places that I've been to are the pine. You know, maybe it's like fucking pumpkin farm and like roller coasters or something. But I'm just saying, the pumpkin farm is a thing that they do around here in rural parts of the areas around here.
Yeah.
Where they have like hay rides and corn mazes, and then you go pick a pumpkin, and there's sometimes haunted houses and things like that that are there, and like fucking, I don't know, big corn kernels you can lay in, like big corn kernel things.
Like, it's like a dumpster of corn.
It's like a dumpster of corn. Right. And then they have pig races at one I went to.
Yeah, there's pig races fucking, now.
It's really rural. It's like super rural when you go there.
It's, you know what it is.
It's down on the farm. But hold on. I just want to say this real quick.
I'm waiting for you.
Seems like a new phenomenon. Doesn't seem like a phenomenon that's been going on for, you know, decades and decades. It seems like the pumpkin farm has been sprung on us in the past 10 or 20 years.
I totally agree with you.
Okay.
My anecdotal testimony to that is that I started going to the pumpkin farm when I had kids, right? I started going when Finn, who's now 8 going on 9, he'll be 9 in 2 months, when he was about 3.
Okay.
And that's because Colleen was waiting on her first back surgery. So she was laid up, and I needed something to do to keep him occupied for the first, I don't know, 2-3 years or so while we were getting surgery situations.
Sure, sure.
So we went to the pumpkin farm every weekend, September through October. And the farm we went to first was just a pumpkin farm. Then it was a pumpkin farm with a corn maze. And then it was a pumpkin farm with a corn maze and a fucking giant corn bin and some haystacks to play on. And now you go and it's like, there's a fucking cow ride and there's fucking animals
to pet. A cow
ride?
You can ride a cow?
No, it's like a bunch of barrels towed behind a tractor. I know, dude.
God, you just ruined my dreams. Like, you literally ruined my dreams. I wanted to ride a cow.
Yeah. No, that's... You got to pay extra to the farmer for that.
What is it? What is it about now? When it was just a pumpkin farm, what did you do?
Well, you just went outside and not in the house with a kid.
Okay.
Here's the thing: when you've got kids, you're desperate to go outside and do something, because when they're in your house, they're breaking something or puking on something that you have or coloring on your wall or otherwise ruining your life.
This sounds terrible. Actually, it sounds like the worst thing.
Kids are the worst thing that you could do.
It sounds terrible.
So. The whole time you have kids, all you're trying to do is A, find somebody else to watch them.
Okay.
Right? That's your primary objective.
Primary objective is A.
Yeah. Find somebody else to watch them.
What's B?
Try to sleep through parts of their existence.
Okay. Send them away? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Well, let's try to find somebody else to watch them.
But what if you don't have anybody to watch them? Can you just send them away?
You can, but you got to pay extra for that. Okay. That's like, they call that boarding school. You know, that's
really someone to watch them. I guess
that's called rich
24
people.
Hours.
That's how rich people neglect their kids.
Sure,
that's what boarding school.
Can you
is.
Just put them outside and tell them not to come in until a certain time? Is that a possibility?
You can't anymore. You used to be able to do that. My dad would do that. He'd be like, "Go outside, don't come back till college," or you know whatever he said. You know, I don't know what my curfew was exactly, but
come back.
Yeah,
but and then he'd be like, "Till when, Dad?" No, I said, "Don't come back."
But you fucking my sentence was complete, motherfucker.
No fragments
that's
here.
That's it. It's just. But then the third option, if you've exhausted options 1 and 2 as a parent, is to go find something to do, where the kid who's basically just a wild animal that you sometimes put pants on, right? So the third option is to let them roam outside with the other members of their pack.
Like I see.
Look, people take their dogs to the dog park.
Got it.
The pumpkin farm is a kid's park.
It's a dog park for kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So you let them off their leash and they run and they slam their heads into each other and then you put juice into them and then they
do it again.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then eventually you somehow have spent a lot of money on gourds and you don't know what's happened.
And you're like, what? We didn't need 40 pumpkins.
But you had 40 minutes to look at your phone and remember that you used to be a man.
That's Jesus Christ. Oh.
So there's pumpkin farms. Now they're even crazier, though. Like, a friend of mine at work was showing me that she went to the pumpkin farm that has, like, fucking make out with a giraffe. Like, they've got, like, snuggle
what?
A kangaroo.
Make out with a giraffe,
yeah, there's, like, a fucking thing, and there's a giraffe, because giraffes in the Midwest, they get along. They're not just, like, trying to die, right? They're not just, like... A giraffe in the middle.
They're like trying to eat as many pumpkins as they can so they die. They're like, please kill me. Kill me. My life is a living hell.
What's poisonous here? Yeah. And can I have 3 of them? They're like, yeah, a fucking giraffe, and you can climb a fucking ladder because giraffes are tall. You can climb a ladder, and the giraffe fucking lick on your face. And everybody's
that sounds
like,
horrifying.
Oh, it's the most disgusting. It's fucking wretched. I mean, this is basically.
I'd rather rub meth on myself and go to certain parts of Chicago and have people lick it off. Are you kidding me?
And now they have not only do they have the fucking, you know, French kiss a giraffe or whatever exhibit, but they also have like tigers that you can look at, like baby tigers. And I asked her, I'm like, okay, all right, but what do they do after October 31st with the baby tigers? And it's like, oh, I don't know, but there's baby tigers every year. And it's like,
oh, no.
Well, what are they doing with all these baby tigers? And they have baby giraffes and like they have all these wild animals that are just like, kill us now. This is not our home, you know? Like, like they're fucking on tour until you're no longer convenient, you know?
Well,
that's pumpkin farming.
That's pumpkin farms.
Oh, and they also have catapults that shoot pumpkins.
Do they have, like, chuckers now?
Yeah, some of them have pumpkin chuckers. Yeah, absolutely. But you got to be there, like, during certain hours, and I've never actually made it there during the pumpkin chucking hours.
It's a really weird thing.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it's a totally – I tend to think that this is a very Midwestern thing that has popped up. I can't imagine that someone in – you know, in California is even thinking, they're like, what is a what?
Do they even have Halloween in California?
Do they even have pumpkins?
I don't think, what would you do? What would you look at a pumpkin in California and be like, that's fucking imported. Like, that's like a, that's like an avocado for us. Like, you're just like, fucking that's from somewhere else. Yeah. I don't know what's happening here. You know what I love about pumpkin chucking is just how incredibly disrespectful to poor people it is. You're taking food.
Yeah.
Food, sure. Legitimate food that you can eat that has caloric content.
Sure, it's like McDonald's.
I wonder how far I can throw it.
it's like when they blend food just to blend food and make it look gross.
Right.
And you always wonder, you're like, well, that's a lot of food you put in there. You just wasted a lot of food.
It's like baking a cake and spiking it on the ground in front of a homeless man.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like. It's like, I don't even care. Splat. Fuck you.
I'm an adult.